Title: Vocal Ed Section Changes from Scratch Using Session View Advanced. All right, let's build a drum and bass arrangement where the vocal isn't just on top, it's the thing that actually drives the form. We're going to do it from scratch in Ableton Live using Session View like an instrument, then record that performance into arrangement, so it already feels structured and intentional. Think of the vocal as your arrangement handle. In DNB, one phrase can announce the drop, sell the breakdown, and reset the ear before the next impact. That's what we're designing. Vocal Ed Section Changes with real performance energy, but still tight and controlled. Set the vibe first. Aim for rolling DNB, jungle influenced if you like, around 172 to 176 BPM. I'll use 174. Step 0. Set yourself up to win in session view. Set tempo to 174. Time signature 4/4. Global quantization to 1 bar. That's your safety net. Everything snaps cleanly to bar lines while you perform. Now lay out your tracks left to right in a way your brain can read fast while you're launching scenes. Start with 3 vocal tracks: box lead, box chops, box effects. Then your drums, drums main, drums tops, and a break layer. Then bass and sub as separate tracks. Then music or atmos. Then an FX and impacts track. Also set up returns. You want at least a throw delay return using echo, a reverb return using hybrid reverb, a parallel drum smash return for extra punch, and a reverb freestyle return for those everything disappears, but the space stays moments. And group things. Group vocals, group drums, group bass, group music and FX. This matters, because later you'll want to grab one or two macros and perform the mix without hunting for 8 different knobs. Quick coach note, session view gets chaotic when the set isn't visually organized. If you can't understand your set at a glance, you'll launch the wrong thing at the wrong time, record it, and then spend an hour pretending you meant it. Next, prep the vocal so it can actually drag sections. Pick a vocal with distinct phrases. Indeed NB, short and repeatable wins. Even one or two words is enough if it's got character. Drop the vocal on Vox lead. Choose a warp mode deliberately. Complex Pro is clean and modern, but it can smear. For grittier jungle textures, try tones or texture and mess with grain size until it feels vibey instead of broken. Set your clip length to 8 or 16 bars for hook sections. Not because it has to play the whole time, but because it gives you room to create variations and cutdowns without constantly re-editing. Now build a simple, reliable vocal chain with stock devices so it stays consistent scene to scene. Put EQ8 first. High pass around 90 to 140 Hz to keep low junk out. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400. If you need clarity, a gentle lift around 3 to 6K can help. Then a compressor, ratio around 3 to 1 or 4 to 1. Attack maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 60 to 120. You're aiming for around 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks, not an overcompressed brick. For a quick de-esser using stock tools, drop multiband dynamics and lightly compress the high band, like 5K and up. You're just trying to stop harsh S's from jumping out when you start adding delay and reverb. Add saturator for glue, 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip-on. Then utility for gain staging and to keep it centered. In DNB, a wide lead vocal can sound impressive until the drop hits and everything collapses. Keep it mostly mono and stable. Goal here, you should be able to launch this vocal in different scenes and it doesn't randomly get louder, harsher, or thinner. Consistency lets the vocal function like a section marker. Now we create 3 vocal roles: hook, callout, and transition. First, the hook clip. That's your identity phrase. Usually 8 to 16 bars, stable, repeatable. Second, the callout clip. This is 1 bar, maybe 2 bars. Hold tight. Listen. One more time. Whatever fits. This isn't about lyrics, it's about function. It announces that something is about to happen. Duplicate your vocal. Consolidate a 1 bar phrase. Tighten it rhythmically. Third, transition clips. This is where we start sounding like we know what we're doing. A quick reverse riser workflow that plays nice with session view. Duplicate the vocal, flatten or resample if you need to. Reverse the clip. Add reverb, fairly wet, 30 to 60% if it's on the track, or do it via return and print it. Resample that reverb tail to audio, then reverse it again so it sucks into the downbeat. That suction effect is pure DNB tension. Put hook, call out, and transition events in separate clip slots so you can launch them like you're triggering cues in a live set. Now we build scenes, but not as loops. Scenes are energy states. You want around 8 to 12 scenes for a full sketch. Intro, groove establish, pre, build, drop, variation, mid break, build 2, drop 2, outro that kind of flow. Here's what I want you thinking. In every scene, the vocal has a job. Intro, ghost vocal, washed in reverb, mystery. Pre, hook teased, but bass withheld. Build, call out plus rising tension, anticipation. Drop, hook lands right on the downbeat. Identity and payoff. Mid break, vocal featured, reset and contrast. Teacher tip, if your vocal plays constantly, it stops meaning anything. The vocal needs absence to create impact. Plan at least one drop continuation scene where drums and bass keep rolling, but the vocal slots are empty. That's how you make the hook feel like a statement instead of wallpaper. Now let's get advanced with pacing. Follow actions. Follow actions can turn session view into an arrangement engine, but use them carefully, because if multiple tracks are triggering follow actions, you'll get chaos. A clean approach, let one thing be the timer. Often, that can be the vocal clips. Set follow action on the vocal clip. After 8 bars, go to next. Or if you want more variation, use other with probabilities. A practical pattern, in your pre-scene, the hook clip runs and then follows into a callout clip. That callout clip follows into the drop hook. You're basically building a vocal-led conveyor belt into the drop. But here's a pro safety rail that saves lives. Make a dedicated clock track. It can be a silent audio clip. In each scene, put a clip of the intended length, like 8, 16, 32 bars. Put follow actions only on that clock track, so your timeline progresses predictably. Then you manually launch vocal events on top, without risking that one weird vocal clip accidentally advances the whole set early. That setup is especially good if you're going to perform this like a DJ, and you don't want one mistake to ruin the recording. Next, transitions. The vocal needs to flip the room. Move 1, the classic vocal throw into empty space. Set up return A as echo. Choose a time like a quarter note or an eighth dotted. Feedback around 35 to 55%. Filter it so lows don't muddy, high pass around 200 to 400, low pass maybe 6 to 10k. Then, in performance, you spike the send on just the last syllable of the phrase. In session view, you can map that send knob to a macro on your Vox group, or map it to a MIDI controller. The key is, don't leave the throw on. It's a moment. A single word flies into space, then the drop lands. Move 2. Reverb freeze wash. Return D. Hybrid reverb. Long decay. Like 8 to 15 seconds. 100% wet because it's a return. Put an auto filter after it and high pass around 200 so the freeze doesn't dump low mids into the drop. Performance move. Send one word into the freeze, then cut everything for half a bar or a bar, then slam the drop. That tiny silence is bar line psychology. The listener leans in, then you hit them. Move 3. Tape stop style slowdown. You can do weird stuff with redux or frequency shifter, but the simplest reliable version is clip pitch automation. Pitch the vocal down quickly, add a short fade, and maybe close a filter on the master for one bar. If you do it on the master, be subtle. Filter closing plus a little utility gain dip. It's not about making it quiet. It's about making it feel like gravity turned on. Move 4. Vocal chops as fills. Slice the hook to a new MIDI track using transients. You'll get simpler in slice mode. Now you can play the vocal like percussion. 1/16th stutters. Swung 1/8th patterns. Little call and response bits. Put a dedicated one bar vocal fill scene in your set. So instead of editing MIDI fills forever, you just launch the fill scene for one bar and jump back to the drop scene. That is the session view superpower. Now make the drums and bass answer the vocal. Call and response is what makes this feel arranged, not stacked. Drum trick, in call-out scenes, mute the kick for one bar, or mute the sub for one bar. That creates a vacuum around the vocal. Then when you reintroduce the low end on the drop, it feels twice as big. On the drums group, drum bus is your friend. Add a bit of drive and crunch, but be careful with boom because it can fight the sub. Your goal is punch and attitude, not a low-end argument. For bass, in pre-drop scenes, use mid-bass only, no sub. Save the sub for the drop. Sidechain bass to kick with compressor, fast attack, release sync to groove, and tune it until the roller breathes. Another advanced trick, instead of sidechaining everything harder, duck the bass presence range during vocal phrases. Put EQ8 on the bass group, and automate a narrow dip around 1 to 3 kHz just a couple dB. When the vocal is speaking, the vocal becomes readable without you turning it way up. Now a quick monitoring reality check. Transitions can lie to you if you audition them too quiet. Put a limiter on the master early. You're not mastering, you're just preventing the louder equals better trap. Keep your monitoring consistent so your reverb throws don't feel tasteful in the moment, but gigantic in the bounce. Okay, once your scenes are built and you can perform them, we capture it into our arrangement. Hit global record in the transport. Now launch scenes like you're playing a sit. Let your clock track where your vocal follow actions carry the lengths, and focus on performing the vocal events, callouts, throws, freezes, quick chop fills, those half-bar silences before impact. Record one full pass. Then go to arrangement view. Now your job is not to rewrite everything. It's to convert performance into edit-ready blocks. Consolidate each major section to clean 8, 16, or 32 bar chunks. Drop locators at every scene boundary. Do one polish pass. A few automation moments, maybe a master filter sweep into a drop, maybe a printed vocal throw that you place perfectly. Pro tip. If you want reliability, print your throws. Create a resample track, set input to resample, solo vox and returns, record a bar of the throw, then drag that audio into vox FX slots. Printed throws don't change if you later tweak your returns, and you can reverse them, chop them, and place them like any other sample. Also, if you want a reverse effect that's more intelligible, don't reverse the whole word. Print a reverb tail from the word. Reverse only the tail, and keep the dry word forward. You get the suction without sacrificing clarity. Before we wrap, here are the common mistakes that will wreck this approach. 1. Vocal always on. You lose section markers. 2. No contrast between scenes. If every scene has the same drum density and bass layers, the vocal can't change anything. 3. Ignoring warp artifacts. Pick warp mode intentionally. 4. Transition effects too wide or too loud. Big reverb can mask the snare and kill drop impact. 5. Follow action chaos. Keep it centralized, ideally on one clock track, or at least don't let multiple tracks drive the timeline. 6. Sub under vocals and breakdowns. When you want emotion and clarity, clear the low end. Now let's lock it in with a quick practice plan you can actually finish. Make 6 scenes, intro, pre, build, drop, break, drop 2. Make 3 vocal clips, an 8-bar hook, a 1-bar callout, and a 1-bar reverse riser. This audio version is shortened for playback.